Your Brain on Nature. After a morning hike in the Sanam Healing Forest east of Seoul, 46-year-old firefighter Kang Byung-wook sips tea made from the bark of an elm tree, practices yoga, enjoys an arm massage, and makes a collage from dried flowers. He is one of about 40 firefighters taking part in a 3-day program sponsored by the local government. The aim of the program is to offer forest healing. The firefighters all have post-traumatic stress disorder. Sanam is one of 3 official healing forests in South Korea, which offer a range of programs from meditation to woodcraft to camping. Soon there will be 34 more. South Koreans, many of whom suffer from work stress, digital addiction, and intense academic pressures, have embraced the medicalization of nature with great enthusiasm. In fact, Korea's Chungbuk University offers a forest healing degree program, and the government is investing $100 million in a healing complex next to Sobiksan National Park. There is increasing evidence that being outside in a pleasant natural environment is good for us. But how many of us get to enjoy nature regularly? Fewer and fewer, it seems. According to Lisa Nisbet, a psychology professor at Canada's Trent University, evidence for the benefits of nature is pouring in at a time when we are most disconnected from it. The pressures of modern life lead to long hours spent working indoors. Digital addiction and strong academic pressure add to the problem. In America, visits to parks have been declining since the dawn of email, and so have visits to the backyard. Research indicates that only about 10% of American teens spend time outside every day. We don't think of being outdoors as a way to increase happiness, says Nisbet. We think other things will, like shopping or TV. But some countries, like South Korea, are starting to challenge this mindset. So what are some of the benefits of nature that Nisbet refers to? Being surrounded by nature has one obvious effect. It calms us and reduces our stress levels. This has been shown to lower blood pressure, heart rates, and levels of the stress hormone cortisol, as well as reduce feelings of fear or anger. But studies also indicate that spending time in nature can do more than provide an improved sense of well-being. It can lower rates of heart disease, asthma, and diabetes. This is probably because we evolved in nature and are adapted to understanding its signs. Spending time outdoors also makes us happier and can lead to a boost of energy, a sense of being more alive. Just 20 minutes a day in nature is enough to make a significant difference. Nature is fuel for the soul, says psychology professor Richard Ryan. Another experiment conducted by psychologist Stephen Kaplan and his colleagues found that people who took a 50-minute walk in a park had better attention and short-term memory than those who took a walk along a city street. Imagine a therapy that had no known side effects, was readily available, and could improve your cognitive functioning at zero cost, the researchers wrote in their paper. It exists, they continued, and it's called interacting with nature. Perhaps what's more surprising is that nature may also make us more creative. David Strayer, a cognitive psychologist at the University of Utah, demonstrated as much with a group of participants who performed 50% better on creative problem-solving tasks after 3 days of wilderness backpacking. When we slow down, stop the busy work, and take in beautiful natural surroundings, he says, not only do we feel restored, but our mental performance improves too. We all intuitively know that nature is good for us. Now we are beginning to understand the many ways it benefits us and just what effects it has on the mind and body. According to Strayer, we may never know exactly what nature does to the brain. Something mysterious will always remain. And maybe that's as it should be. At the end of the day, he says, We come out in nature not because the science says it does something to us, but because of how it makes us feel.